Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Chof Aleph, and we are in the middle of daf Kuf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph. Tanan Hos. Amir Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Hey, Yomim Tevim Yisrael. There were no happy days for Klai Yisrael. Kechamisha Osar Ba'av Ukeyoyim HaKippurim. Like the 15th day of Av, and like Yom Kippur. Shebehem B'nois Yerushalayim Yotzois. And it was on those days that the Bnois Yerushalayim, not the Bnois Bnei Brak, not the Bnois Petach Tikva, but the Bnois Yerushalayim would go out, they would be wearing white clothing, they would make sure that the white clothing that they were wearing didn't belong to them. Why were they concerned to make sure the clothing they were wearing didn't belong to them? Because what if somebody didn't have? That person would feel bad. This Gemara, or this snippet, which is brought very much, Bekitzer, is brought in much greater detail in the end of Masechtas Tainis. It begins with the Mishnah in Tainis, Tav Chav Vav Amid Beis. Omer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Hoy Yom Tevil Yisrael, Gichamisha Asa Ba'ob, Ukiyem HaKippur, Shehem B'nois Yerushalayim, Yoytzayitz, Bekli Lovan, Sheulim, Shaloi Levayesh, Es Misha Einloi, B'nois Yerushalayim, Yoytzayitz. They would go out, V'choylois Bekromim, they would be dancing in the vineyards, Umaha Yu Oimrois, what would they say? Bachar, they would turn to the Bachrim, and they would say, So no'e necha, Urei, Ma'ata Bar says, take a look at us and decide what criteria are you going to use when it comes to making a decision of who you're going to marry. Don't look at beauty. Focus more on the right mishpacha. As the pasuk says, Sheker Achein, the Hevel Ayoifi, Isha Yiris Hashem, Hitasalo, Va'omer, Tnu Lami Priyadel, Vihalalua, Bishaor Maser. That's a Mishnah in Tainis Chavavim and Beis. The Gemara at the very end of Masechtas Tainis, this is the Siyum of Masechtas Tainis, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph describes this in even greater detail. The Gemara brings a braisa. Tanu Rabbanon, Yefefia, Shebehen Maho Yoim. The beautiful girls, they would say, no, you very much should focus on good looks. What would the women that had good yichus but maybe weren't as good looking, what would they say? That the most important thing is that we're b'nan shel kedoshim, we have good yichus, that's what you should focus on. Why? Because the purpose of a wife is so that she can bear children for you, and if she has good yichus, maybe there's a better chance that the children are going to turn out good. What about a girl that wasn't good looking and she also didn't have yichus? She would say, Shamayim. He says you should marry Lashum Shamayim Ubilvad Sheta'atrunu Bizuhuvin. Either way, a very interesting Gemara. I mean, what's most interesting about this Gemara is that it took place Dafka on Chamisha Asaba'av and Dafka on Yom Kippur. I mean, number one, on the Yom HaKadosh Yom Kippur. This is what boys and girls are doing. The girls are going outside, they're wearing white gowns, they're dancing in the vineyards, they're talking to the boys. The good-looking girls are saying, focus on good looks. The Yuchasis are saying, focus on our yichus. Look, here's our yichus brief. We're very worthy candidates for your marriage, etc., etc. It seems to be a little bit bizarre. But just one ha'ara to maybe make the Gemara a little bit light. It's something I was thinking, and then I later saw Reb Tzadok HaKohen says this, and that is based on the Gemara Masechtas Yuma Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that ha-satan, Ha-Satan is a gematria 364. There are 365 days in the solar year. Ha-Satan's gematria 364 because the Satan only has the right to do his thing 364 out of the 365 days. There's one day of the year that the Satan doesn't have the ability to be mekatrig, and that is on Yom Kippur. So it could be, yeah, Davka Yom Kippur. It's true, on the one hand, it's the Yom HaKadosh, but it's also a day where we don't have to be worried about a boy and a girl talking in a way that ordinarily would be if in pritzos, and you could be concerned one thing may lead to another. Because on this day, the Satan doesn't have an ability to be mekatrig. If the Satan doesn't have to be in a have the ability to be mekatrig, so maybe we're not so concerned. So it's dafka on that day that we would allow something like this to happen. Either way, says the Gemara. The Mishnah began, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lehayu yomim tovim liYisrael kechamisha asa ba'av ukiyem ha'kipurim. These were great yomim tovim, says the Gemara. Bishlam yom ha'kipurim, bishlam yom kippur. I understand why it's a yomtiv. Yom slichu mechila. Number one, it's the day that the yidden get kapara, so from that standpoint, it's a very happy day. You get a clean spiritual slate. Additionally, it's also the day that the Yidin receive the Luchos Achronos. We'll get back to that soon. El Chamisha Asabav Mahi. Why is Chamisha Asabav the 15th day of Av? We're familiar with Rish Chodesh Av, Memat and Besimcha, and that builds up until Tisha B'Av, which of course is the grace of Yom HaTaynes. But what's the 15th day of Av? Where does that come in the calendar? And why would that have been such a special Yontif once upon a time? What happened on Chamisha Asabav? Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yehuda Mashbul. Yom Shotri Shvatim, Lovi Zebazeh. It's related to the Sugis in Yesh Noichlin. It's related to the Leisaseh of Leisiseh Nachla. We mentioned that there was an Isser that was unique. It was said, Dafka for the door of Yidden that entered Eretz Yisrael. That Kol Bas Yeresh, any girl that stood to Yarshin, she had to make sure that she didn't marry a man outside her shevet. Because what would happen if she would Yarshin, and now she marries a man outside her shevet, and then she dies? Number one, her husband, who's from a different shevet, would Yarshin her. Number two, if she had sons, the sons who are from a different shevet, they're from their father's shevet, not from her, their mother's shevet, would Yarshin. And as a result, the Nachla would transfer from one shevet to another shevet. This was not an Issel Adairis. It's learned out from Zayadavar. But at that generation itself, there was an Isser. So it was an Isser that was put in place, Lasha, for a temporary period of time. How long? Meaning, what day on the calendar did that expire? So Shmuel said it was Chamisha Asabah. And the Yidden was so happy when this was repealed, they were now allowed to marry anybody that they wanted, that L'doiros Chamisha Asabah became a Yom Tov, says the Gemara. My Dorish had a day. Know that this Issa was supposed to go away. It's something that was only supposed to apply to that generation. The reason Chamisha Asabah was a Yom Tov is not because of what happened in the Midbar. It's because of something that happened many, many generations later. This was after the story of Pelegish Begiva. Shevet Binyamin was very culpable in the story of Pelegish Begiva, and as a result, the Yidden at the time swore that nobody was allowed to take or do a shidduch with somebody from Shevet Binyamin. But that Isser, that cherim, so to speak, that shvuah, at some point went away. The day that it went away was on Chamisha Asabav. So said the great Rabbi Yochanan, it's for that reason that Chamisha Asabav for generations became a yontif. How did they know to make that Isser go away? Meaning maybe the cherim on marrying into the family of Shevet Binyamin was something that was supposed to be l'dayris t'chsev. They darshan the following pasuk: Ish Yisrael nishba b'mitzvah leimar, Ish mimenu layitein bitay l'binyamin l'isha, my darush mimenu v'loy mibanenu. So it was dafka mimenu. That generation itself was where you had to be concerned. But their sons already didn't have to worry about. Rav Dimi bar Yosef Amar Rav Nachman, a third pshat. Yom shekalu boy meisei midbar. This was the day that the meisei midbar stopped dying. So for 40 years in the Midbar, the Yidden would die. Not every Yid died every year, obviously, but over a period of 40 years, the Meisei Midbar all died, says the Gemara. On what day on the calendar did the Meisei Midbar stop dying? It was on Chamisha Asabav. Actually, called the Meisei Midbar until the Meisei Midbar died. Loi Haya Dibur Moshe. The Shechina didn't talk to Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Rashbam, is that possible? The Shechina didn't talk to Moshe Rabbeinu for 40 years in the Midbar. So the Rashbam says, no, it doesn't mean that Shechina didn't talk to Moshe at all. It means on the level that Moshe Rabbeinu had been accustomed to communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pe'el Pe'el, on that Madrega, that already he wasn't Zayichetu. Shenema Vahikah Shetamu Kolanshe Amulcham Olamos Mikerevam. The Samachlein, it says right after that, Vayidabra Hashem Eilai Lemar, Eilai Haya Dibur. So you see that it was only after Tamu Kol Anshei HaMelchama Lazmos, after the Anshei HaMelchama, after the Yidden and the Midbar died, it was at that point that the Shechina returned and it began communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. So said Rav Nachman, you want to know why Chamisha Asabav is such a special day? Because that's the day that the Meisei Midbar died. So what? You'd think that in and of itself is a reason to celebrate as a Yom Tov. No, that's not the punchline. The punchline is that is when the Dibur returned to communicate to Moshe Rabbeinu kishanim kadmoniyos, and it's for that reason it goes down in history as a yontif. Ula Amar Ula said Yom Shabitabai Hoshea ben Allah. Again, it's about something that happened not in the times of the Midbar, but something already in the times of the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim. It's when Hoshea ben Allah one of the Malchei Yisrael, when he was Mevatel, the Pardesois, these were the officers, Shahishav Yeravam al Adrochim Shalai Yisrael Rega, Yeravam and Avat, who famously or infamously had placed Agolim and officers during at certain checkpoints where the Yidden would have to pass in order to be Yoder Rekel, Yeravam ben Avot didn't want the Yidden to be Yoder Rekel because Yeravam was the Melech of the Ten Shvatim, Melech Yisrael. Rechavam ben Shloimoi was his contemporary, the son of Shloimoi Melech. He was the Melech of Yehuda at that time. The Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara El Malchus Beis Davar Buvar. And Yeravam ben Avot, because of his Gaiva, didn't want that when the Yidden are going to go up to be Yoder Rekel, they're going to see Rechavam ben Shloimoi sitting. He's getting tremendous covet because he's Malchus Beis David. The Ein Yeshiva Bazar El Malchus Beis David Dovad. Whereas he, although he's a Melech and he's ruling over a greater part of Klal Yisrael, he wasn't going to be able to sit. And his Gaiva took him to the point that he became a Chayti Umachti as a Rabbim. He placed a Golem Mi Egle Hazav. It was related somehow to the Avodah Zarah that the Yidden served when they were in the Midbar. He had placed Pardesois officers, and they would make sure that Yidden had no ability to be other regal and remained there for quite some time until Hosheya ben Allah, who was the last of the Malchi Yisrael. He wasn't such a good guy, but he zochel atov for this, and that was he finally made it go away. And the Yidden was so happy when these Pardesois were taken away. The Yid can now go be Oyler Regal freely. At the very least, he had free will. He could pass through this checkpoint without having to pay this horrible toll. It was at that point the Yidden decided to make a Yontif. And Ula says, you know what date that happened? That was also on Chamish Asaba of Rav Masna Amar. Rav Masna said, Yoim Sheninu Harugei Beitar Likfur. It was the day that the Harugei Beitar were buried. Rav Masna said, Yoim Sheninu Harugei Beitar Likfur. The day that the Harugei Beitar were given Likvura, Tiknu Beyavna, the Chachobim who had been in Yavna at the time were Mesakin Hatoiva Meitiv, the Bracha of Hatoiva Meitiv, Hatoiv Shalo Yasrichu. They said, Hatoiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so good because he had made a miracle that all the Harugei Beitar, their bodies, they decomposed, but they didn't smell. The Hametiv Shenitnu Likvura. That finally the Yidden were Zoicha Le Kfura. And of course, Churban Beitar, which happened 50 or so years after Churban Bayesheni, which the Rambam discusses in some detail, and the Rambam says that Churban Beitar was so terrible, it was as terrible as Churban Beis HaMikdash itself. There had been no Beis HaMikdash at the time of Churban Beitar. But Beitar was a city where there were many Chachamim living, and Hadrian, the emperor of Rome, Adarianus, came and he wiped out all the Yidden living in Beitar. It was a horrible, horrible churban. The Gemara Masechtas Gittin and the Sugyas of Kamtzah Bar Kamtzah discusses in detail as well. And it was really, really terrible. But that injury to insult, the bodies were forced to remain outside. The Romans didn't allow the Yidden to bury the bodies. And that in and of itself was a horrible, horrible klala. Until finally, years later, the Yidden was zoicha to be able to bury the bodies. And when they went to bury the bodies, they realized the bodies had not smelled. Something had happened, and they saw that as a hava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even during such dark times, the lowest of the low, still Hashem performed the miracle, Hatoiv Shalei Yisrichu, and they were masaking this beautiful bracha, the bracha Hatoiv HaMetiv, Hatoiv Shalei Yisrichu, the HaMetiv Shenitnu L'Kfura. When do we say Hatoiv HaMetiv? So we say it twice. Number one, it's the fourth bracha and benching. Right? Benching is made up of four brachas, Hazan, Noida Lecha, Uvenei Yerushalayim, and who hatev, who matev, who yatev, that's the bracha teva matev. The first three are brachas deiraisis. Hazan, Moshe Rabbeinu was mesaken. Three brachas deiraisis. The fourth bracha teva matev is a bracha derabanan. Additionally, you say a teva matev if you're drinking wine, and then they bring out a better bottle of wine, so you're supposed to make the bracha of a teva matev. Incidentally, the Rishonim asked, the Ran asks the Kasha, then why do you only make a teva matev when you bring out another bottle of wine? How come if you're eating bread, and they bring out a better loaf of bread, how come you don't make a teva meitiv? You're eating pastrami, and they bring out corned beef or a better pastrami, how come you don't make a teva meitiv? So believe it or not, the Ran mutches. The Ran asks the Kasha. There's a shittas arayvid, where the arayvid says you should. Hateva meitiv is not exclusive to wine. You should always make a teva meitiv. But Reb Kiveger, in his Agoyis and Shulchan Aruch, brings us from the Shailos of Tshuva Zev Ben Yomin. Says, I'm going to tell you why you make a dafka on wine. He says, because when you drink wine, bad things could happen. Wine brings lidei kalas roish, which could bring lidei erva. The Gemara says in Saita da Beza Man Aleph, kol aroya saita bekokula, yazer asme min ayayin. Says Rav Kiveger, if you drink wine, and now you drink another bottle of wine, you're starting to get into a good place. Once you start getting into a good place, you need a little bit of a protection, a mishmeres, to make sure you're not going to do something wrong. You know what the mishmeres is? Make the bracha of atoiv ha-metev. Why do we make atoiv ha-metev? Because of Churban Beitar. It's going to remind you of Churban Beitar. It's going to remind you of Churban Beita. That's going to be the protection to make sure that you don't do something foolish. Either way, said Rav Masno, when was the day that Nitnu Lekfura, the Haruge Beita, were Nitnu Lekfura on Chamisha Asaba of? And then finally, Rabbi Yosef, the Amri Travai, Rabbi Yosef both said, Yoim Shepuiskim Boy Milichres Eitzim Lemaracha. The reason that Chamisha Asaba of was a Yontif, because it was on that day that the Yidden stopped hacking halts. It was the day they stopped chopping wood to be used for the Maroch. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Gadol expounded on this. The Yidden needed wood for the Maroch, naturally. But once Chamisha Asabav came, Toshish Koicha Shalchama, because the sun's power begins diminishing, you start going from the summer season into the fall season. So at that point, the wood that they would cut wouldn't be as good to use, to be consumed on the fire of the Mizbeach. They stopped cutting Eitzel Maracha. Rabbanasha said, they would call it Yom Tavar Magal. It was the day that they would break the axes because they didn't need it anymore, says the Gemara, Mikam Ve'elach. Being that they stopped using or stopped chopping wood on that day for the Atzei Maracha, the Moisef, someone who learns now Torah and says, well, I don't have to chop wood, or the nights are now starting to get a little bit longer because we're going from the summer season when you have long days and shorter nights into the fall season. Someone who takes advantage of that time and he's Yosef learning Torah, says the Rashbam, Yosef, he'll be Zaycha in exchange for that, for Ilam Haba, he'll be Zaycha Tarichas Yomim. She'eno Yosef, but somebody that's not Moisef, he doesn't take advantage of now those longer nights to learn more Torah. Yosef, not Yosef, but Yosef. Yosef means to the contrary, something bad is going to happen. My Yosef, Tani Rav Yosef, Tikbri Ime, his mother is going to have to be buried, Loyalenu, a horrible tragedy can come. What's Pasha Pshat in the day that they stopped cutting wood? That would be a day that would be celebrated as a yontif. So the Rashbam says, because the idea of cutting wood for the Atzei Maracha was a mitzvah. Even though these are farmers, people sitting with axes in the forest, but at the end of the day, they're doing a mitzvah because they're not just doing it for frivolous reasons. They're doing it for Atzei Maracha. They're doing it for the Mizbeach. So the day that they finished doing it was a happy day because they just finished doing a beautiful mitzvah. For that reason, they were very happy. You finish doing a mitzvah, it's a day to rejoice, it's a day to be besimcha. But there's a very famous in Kosle Beis Medrash, Rabbeinu Gershon, right here on the side of the Gemara. He says, Yoim Shapasku Melichres Eitzel Maracha, Ulafisha Shayo Iskim Lichres Atzei Maracha. During the time when the Yidden were chopping wood for the Atzei Maracha, you mispat them with Talmud Torah. They couldn't learn so much because they were out in the field. They were doing work. They didn't have a choice. Aval Oisa Yoim Pasku. But on the day that they stopped, Asu Yontif, Shemikan Ve'elach Hayo Iskim the Torah. Because now they were able to learn more Torah. So according to Rabbeinu Gershon, the Yontif that was made because of the fact that they stopped cutting wood for the Atzei Maracha was related to the mitzvah of Torah. Because if you don't have to hack holtz, fus kemetim, you can hack and shtick in this medrash. So that was the reason for them to rejoice. That's why they were so happy. Naturally, according to Rabbeinu Gershom, the Hemshech HaGemara is much better, says the Gemara right afterwards. Mikan ve'elach, it's for that reason, l'doyreis on chamisha asabav, the moisef, someone that starts learning more Torah, just like the Yidden did back then, when they stopped cutting wood for the Atzei Maracha, Yosef, good things are going to happen. She'enei moisef, someone that's not Yosef. Either way, we'll exhale here for a moment, and there's a lot to talk out on the Gemara that we just learned. Number one, so the Gemara began, Tanan Hasam, Amar Rab Shimon Ben Gamliel, Lo'yhoyu yomim toivim li'Yisrael, ki chamisha asabav u'kiyem ha'kipurim. There were no Yomim Tovim. There's a lot of holidays on the Jewish calendars. One thing about Jews, we're always eating, we're drinking, we're celebrating. It's Yom Tov. There's many Yomim Tovim. But the two greatest Yomim Tovim on the Jewish calendar is Chamisha Asa Ba'av and Yom HaKippurim. Says the Gemara, Bishlemi Yom HaKippurim. I understand Yom Kippur. Why? Yom Slichu Mechila. Number one, it's a Yom Slichu Mechila. Number two, Yom Shenitnu by Luchas Achronos. It's the day that the Yidden got the Luchas Achronos. Says the Rashbam, how do we know that the Yidden got the Luchas Shniyos on Yom Kippur? We all know the story of the Luchas. Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai, that was on Vav Sivan, Zayin Sivan, we're going to celebrate that next week. After Kabbalah Satera, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim. He's there for 40 days. Lechem le'achalti, umayim le'ishasisi. Moshe Rabbeinu is mekabel the luchos. He comes down with the luchos at the end of the 40 days. The Yidin thought Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't coming down. Vayara omki boishesh Moshe. Bashesh, the Sultan play games with them. They think it's all over. Moshe died. They need a new leader. They make the Egel Azov. Moshe Rabbeinu sees it. He takes the Luchas. He breaks it. Le'enei Kol Yisrael. And now they don't have the Luchas anymore. What happens after that? After that, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim a second time. The Rashbam over here says that the Shviras HaLuchas happened on Shavasa B'Tamas, one of the five things that happened on Shavasa B'Tamas. B'Yud Ches Tamas, Moshe Rabbeinu went up, U'bikesh Rachamim B'Shvil Avon Eagle. And he started to daven because of the Chet HaEgel. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'esnapa Lefnei Hashem, Esu Arboim Yoim, V'esu Arboim Lailo, Asher Hisnapalti, Ki Yomer Hashem L'Hashmed Eschem. So Moshe Rabbeinu went up for another 40 days. And during those 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was pleading. And he was davening, and it's a chosgebeten. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, please forgive the horrible chet ha'egel. The end of the 40 days, Nitzratz Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu came around. He was Meichel Klal Yisrael, or at the very least, Va'amal Loi LaMoshe. Hashem told Moshe, Psalucha Shnei Luchas Avanim Karishay. So V'yard B'chav Chesva. So Moshe Rabbeinu hears that. Count 40 days from when he went up, says the Rashbam, which is Yud Ches Tamuz. It'll place you at Chav Chesav. Yud Ches Tamuz, 40 days later, is Chav Ches Av, U'pasal Shnei Luchas Avonim, Karishayinim. K'idikse v'ayifsoil Shnei Luchas Avonim Karishayinim. V'yashki Moshe Baboyker, v'olah b'chav Tesva. The very next day, Chav Ches Av, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim again. So he now has the Luchas. V'asa oid mem yot, and he was there for another 40 days. Me lamid ba'av, or from Chav Ches Av, ad Yud Tishrei, count another 40 days. It puts you on Yud Tishrei, which is the Yom HaKadosh. That's Yom Kippur, Shenema v'neichi, emadati b'har, k'yomim arishayim ha'boim. B'Yud Tishrei hu Yom Kippurim, Nisratza amok. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally was Nisratza, b'simcha v'Yisrael, v'oisei ha'yoim. On that day, yorad Moshe v'aluches v'yodai. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nisratza to Moshe Rabbeinu after 40 days of asking for Mechila for the Chet HaEgel, and Hashem tells Moshe, I'm asking for you to make another Luchas. P'solucha shnei Luchas avanim k'rishayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes down, he makes the Luchas, but he's not ready to give the Klal Yisrael. He was Nisratza to the extent that he can make the Luchas, but not yet to give. It happened in two steps. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes up, he's up for another 40 days, and at the end of the second 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down again, gives the Yidden the Luchas Shniyos. That happened on Yom Kippur, and that's Pshat in this Gemara. Bishlami Yom Kippur Yom Slicha Mechila Yom Shnit Nabad Luchas Achroinus. The Luchas Achroinus were given then. What's the Cheshbon? It's 120 days, says the Rashbam. It's 120 days from Kabbalah Sater. Yidden were Mekabal the Torah on Vav Sivanor. Zayin Sivan Machlek is in the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up for 40 days. He comes back with the Luchas Rishonos. He sees the Chet HaEgel, Shavasa Betamas, that's when he came down. Shavasa Betamas should have been the day we got the Luchas Rishonos. Instead, it's an infamous day. It's the day that we remember because that's the day of Shviras HaLuchas. Moshe Rabbeinu breaks the Luchas. He goes back up to Shemayim. For 40 days, he davens to Hashem, forgive the Yidden for the Chet HaEgel. At the end of the 40 days, so this is already at the end of the second 40-day period, Hashem tells Moshe, go back down. Go back down and make another set of luchas. He does, but he can't give it to the Yidden yet. He has to go back up to Shemayim for a third set of 40 days. He goes up on Chav Tes Av, comes back 40 days later, which is Yud Tishrei. Thus, Yud Tishrei, in addition to being the Yom Slichu Mechila, it's also Yom Shnit Baluchas. By the way, Chazal say, the Rishonim speak this out, it comes from a Seder Olam, etc., etc. It's not a coincidence. The two are related. It was Davka on Yom Slichu Mechila that the Yidden were finally able to get the Luchas Shniyos, because Hashem had to forgive the Yidden for the Chet HaEgel before he was willing to give them the Luchas again. When did he forgive them? On the day that's given L'dayres as a Yom Slichel, which is itself Yom Kippur. If you take a look at Rashi and Chumash, Rashi and Parashas Chayesara, Rashi makes the same cheshbon that the Rashbam makes. 40 days plus 40 days plus 40 days. If you look carefully at Rashi, the Inkam Mekoymoy, but if you look carefully at Rashi, there are some nuances where he says it a little bit differently than Rashbam. The most notable nuance is Rashbam says that the third time Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, he went up on Chav Tes Av. That's not a day we have circled on our calendar, other than the fact it's the last day of Bein Osmanim. But it's not really a day you have circled. Rashi brings it a little differently. Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu went up the third time in Rosh Chodesh Elul. And the truth is that we have a Messiah that Rosh Chodesh Elul, the month of Elul, is an Eis Ratzin, because Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he was there for 40 days, which took him right through Tishrei, that you may rachem him, because Moshe Rabbeinu during those 40 days was able to poil that Hashem would take the Luchah Shnias and finally give it to Klal Yisrael. But according to Rashbam, takes away from the punchline a little bit. Moshe didn't go up on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Moshe actually went up at the very end of Chodesh Elul. But there's a very shver Rashi in Masechtas Tainis, Daf Chof, Daf Lamed Amid Beis. This Gemara that we just learned this morning is verbatim a Gemara in the end of Masechtas Tainis. It's Lamed Amid Beis, it's Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. Rashi over there, when he makes the cheshbon of Yom Kippur being Yom Shenit Nubay Luchas Achroinos, so it says Rashi a little bit differently. I read to you the beginning. Shebi Yud Zayin Betamaz Yorad Moshe Min Ahar Tchilo. On Shavasa Betamaz Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchas. Veshiber Es HaLuchas. These are the Luchas Rishonis. Ubi Yud Ches, on the 18th day, Tochan Es HaEgel, Vidon Es HaPoshen. Moshe Rabbeinu followed Hashem's instructions, had to deal with the Yidden that sinned by the Chet HaEgel, and he went up to Shemayim again, Shmoinim Yoim, and he was there for 80 days. Arbaim Yoim, the first 40 days, he was Amad B'Tfilah, and then the next 40 days, etc., etc. But either way, says Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go up to Shemayim three times. It's 120 days, and that's how you go from Kabbalah Satira being Avav Sivan to the Luchay Shnia is being on Yom Kippur. But whereas Dereshbam, Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Rashi and Chumash, Parashas Chayisara say that the 120 days is made up of three sets of 40, 40, 40, 40, the way we just explained it. Rashi in Masechtas Tainis says that no, it was 40, and then the second time Moshe Rabbeinu went up for 80 days. And at the end of the 80 days, Moshe Rabbeinu comes up with the Luchay Shnias. He must have made the Luchay Shnias in Shemayim somewhere, but he comes down with the Luchay Shnias, and he gives the Luchay Shnias, and we end up in the same place. We end up with Yom Kippur being the Yom Slichu Mechila, Vayemer Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha. He gives over the Torah, Besimcha, Klai Yisrael ends up getting the Luchas Shnias. But the second 80 days is not broken up into two sets of 40, but it's one Hemshech of 80 days. Now, the fact that you have a contradiction between Rashi and Chumash Parshas Chayisara and Rashi Masechtas Tainis, that doesn't bother me. Because the Maariv Chiya speaks out, Masechtas Tainis, that he has many rayas that Rashi and Masechtas Tainis is not really Rashi. Rashi in Adarim, Rashi in Nazar, we're learning the Rashbam here in Bava Basra. There's different Masechtas where it's controversial whether Rashi was in fact the author. Maariv Chiya says he has rayas as a whole thesis that Rashi and Tainis is not Rashi. So let's forget this theory. But if you look at the Gvur Sari, the Shagis Aryeh, Alatah, on that Gemara in the end of Masechtas Tainis, he says that Rashi is a plea in his cover. Why? He's fakered from a pasuk in the Torah. So Rashi can contradict himself from a Rashi in Parashas Chayisara, but not from a pasuk in Parashas Ekev. But Isahi Omer Hashem Eli. This is Moshe Rabbeinu talking, Mishneh Torah. Hashem told me, when did this happen? This obviously happened after the Shfiras Aluchos. So Hashem tells me, and come up and bring the Luchas Rishonim up to me, to the mountain. So you see clearly, when Moshe Rabbeinu made the Luchas Shnias, he made it downstairs. That's what happened. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas. At that point, Hashem didn't tell him, Moshe Rabbeinu had a daven for it first. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim, Hashem. Even Rashi brings that right here in Masechtas Tainis. For 40 days, after he davened for 40 days, now Hashem tells him, Moshe Rabbeinu had a daven for it. That's this pasuk. Here's the problem. Hashem said, "V'alei Eli Haharo." It's clear that where's he making the Luchas Shnias? Not in Shemayim. If he's making it in Shemayim, what's "V'alei Eli Haharo"? He's obviously making it down. V'aretz Nasal Levnei Adam. That's where he's making it. He's making it down on this. So Freik the Shagasariyeh, that this Rashi Masechtas Tainis is a Tmiya Gedoyla. It's Keneged a Mefurish a pasuk in the Torah. Parshas Ekev Devarim Perik Yud Pasuk Aleph. But it's interesting, there's actually another shita of exactly how this went down. And that is in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says as follows. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Omer, Abarim Yoim Asa Moshe Bahar. Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain for 40 days. Koyre ben Mikra ba Yoim, Veshoyne ben Mishnah ba Laila, Ulach Abarim Yoim Lokechas Haluchas V'yard Al HaMachna. Umeshiva Asa B'Tamas Shibis Haluchas. 17th day of Tamas, he broke the Luchas. V'horag Eslite Yisrael. V'asa, says Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Abarim Yoim B'Machna. After he broke the Luchas, Moshe Rabbeinu spent 40 days in the Machna. Ad Shesoref Es HaEgel, until he burnt the Egel. V'kitzoy Kafar Oret, he grounded like the Kafar Oret. haaretz v'harig es kol asher nashak le'egol. It's b'shchodesh Elul. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe alei alay ahara. They viru shofar b'kol machne. They blew a shofar because Moshe Rabbeinu is now going up for the second time. Shari Moshe olal ahar. V'akadosh Baruch Hu nesal lo oisei ayoyim b'shofar. I'm skipping. V'alkein eskinu chachavim shiu taikim b'shofar b'shchodesh Elul b'chol shana b'shan. Because that's the final time that Moshe Rabbeinu goes up. But says the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, how many times did Moshe Rabbeinu go up to Shemayim? Twice. Like Rashi, Masechtes, Taimitz. But not Moshe Rabbeinu went up once to get the Luchos Rishonos, and then right afterwards to daven. No, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Luchos Rishonos. He dealt with the Yidden that sinned by the Chet Eagle, not for one day. He dealt with them for 40 days. He spent 40 days in the Machna, and then he goes back up for the last. So according to the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, he went up twice, but he was only in Shemayim for 80 days. He wasn't in Shemayim for 120 days. He was in Shemayim for 40 days. Then he was in the Machna for 40 days. Then he went up for another 40 days. Either way, so we're all familiar with this idea of Moshe Rabbeinu going up to Shemayim. He's coming down. He's going up again. He's coming down again. If you're confused, you would be very much validated because it's confusing. Ayin b'rishonim, ayin b'midrashim. It is confusing. There's enormous confusion in terms of trying to figure out how you make sense of all these 40 days. The Pashup chat seems to be Rashi and Chumash and Pashas Chayisara. The Rajban in our Suya, it's also a Seder Olam. Seder Olam, of course, was written by Rab Yossi ben Chalafta, so the great Tanner Rab Yossi. The Pashup chat is Moshe Rabbeinu, right after Kabbalah Satayra, went up to Shemayim for 40 days. He came down with the Luchos Rishonim. The day he came down with Shavasa Batamas, he saw the Chet Eagle, he broke it. He went up for another 40 days to Davin. Hashem told him, so he comes down, he makes the Luchas. Now he goes up for another 40 days. During those 40 days, he gets the real Slicha on Yom Kippur. Now Hashem says, you can take those Luchas Shneas that you made 40 days ago and you can actually give it to the Yidden. That's definitely the Pashup Shat. We have a Rashi in Masechtas Tainis where Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu went up for 40 days. He came down, he broke the Luchas. Then he went up for 80 days. So it seems like he made the luchos in Shemayim gufa freitish agisariyeh. It's connected to pasuk. The pasuk says psalachas shnei luchos avon kurishayim v'alei alay aharetz. You have to know how to answer Rashi. And then there's a third shita, and that's the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up for 40 days. He comes back with the luchos rishayim. He breaks it. Shavasa b'tamuz. Moshe Rabbeinu remains 40 days. Doesn't go back up to Shemayim right away. He remains in the machane for another 40 days. At the end of those 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up, gets the luchos shniyos, or gets permission to give the Luchos Shneis to Klal Yisrael. But everybody agrees two things. The Luchos Rishonos were broken on Shavuos Batamos, and the Luchos Shneis were given to Klal Yisrael when? That's our Gemara. It was given on Yom Kippur. Either way, that's the first aura. The second aura is fast forward towards the end of the Gemara we just learned, and the Gemara said that according to Rav Masna, why was Chamisha Ba'asa Ba'av a day that was celebrated? Because it was on that day, it was Yom Shepoiskim Boi Milichrois Eitzim Lamarocha. We mentioned a Machlokes Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom had to learn Pashup Shana in the Gemara. The Rashbam says, "Va'oseh yoyim shepasku hayu smeichem." Why? If he said, "Va'oseh yoyim hayu mashlim in mitzvah gedolah kazayis," because that was the day that the Yidden had finished. They completed a very special mitzvah. Rabbeinu Gershom says it a little bit differently. Rabbeinu Gershom says, because when they were busy hacking holes, they couldn't learn. So now that they didn't have to cut eitzim anymore, la'atze marocha, they were able instead to focus on learning Torah, and for that reason, it was a tremendous yoyim simcha. The Ramah in Yerideya, Simen Reish Mem Vav, Sivkot and Chavav, says a halacha that's very near and dear to our Chabura. The Ramah says, k'shemesayim mesechta, when you finish a mesechta, mitzvah l'smoyach, this mitzvah to be b'simcha, v'lasoy suda, and to make a suda, v'nekras sudas mitzvah, and it's called a sudas mitzvah. Says the Vilna Goyin Abir Agro, what's the makar? What's the Ramah's Mukar? Comes from a Ramah. So you make a simcha, but not just a simcha. Mitzvah l'smoyach, v'lasoy suda, v'nekra suda's mitzvah. Incidentally, this is the famous Shach, where the Shach says that the Minhag Yisrael always was that if there was a Chabura that was learning and they had a little bit left over to finish a Masech, they wouldn't make the Sim right away. They would wait for an opportune time, a time that they can attract a good crowd, a time where the Balabatim would come, so that they should be able to make the Simcha B'Roi Vam. There's beautiful things in the Shach. It's right here. It's Shach Sivkot and Chav Zayin on this Gemara. It talks about the 10 sons of Rapapa over here. But either way, says the Vilna Goy, what's the Makar? Where the Ramah get it? It's not a Gemara anyway. There's no Mefurish a Gemara that when you finish learning a Masechta, we're going to finish Bava Basra in a few weeks, so you're supposed to make a Simcha. What's the makar? Where does it come from? Says the Goyin, I have two Gemaras. I found the Gemara Masechtas Shabbos Daf Kuf Yotes Amud Aleph, and I found the Gemara in Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Kuf Chof Aleph. Shabbos Kuf Yutes, says the Gemara. Amar Abaya, Tesili, one day I'm going to get tremendous reward. The Kichazina, Turban Rabbanon, the Shal Masechta. So when I see a Talmud Chacham who finishes a Masechta of Vidin Yemet Tavad Rabbanon, I make a big Suda. Oh, this is pretty easy. Aleya, checkmate. It's right there. Abaya said he used to make a seer. And he was so excited. Tasty Lee, I'm going to get schach. Now, it sounds like it's an extra credit. It's not something that you have to do. But the bottom line is, you see, it's a davar chasha. So it's a davar chasha, says the Vilna Gaon, it's a mefurish gemara. But says the Gaon, I have another makar, which is not so mefurish. But v'basar kuf chaf aleph. What's this makar? The Gemara says, "Lo yhoyu yomim tovim liYisrael ki yom Kippur v'chamisha asabav." What was so special in chamisha asabav? Says the Rashbam, it was yom shapasku milichres etzim. Hoyu smechem lefisha ba'osei yom hoyu mashlimim mitzvah gedayla kezayis. So what do you see from this? Says the Vilna Gaon, when you finish a mitzvah gedayla kezayis, you know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to make a yontif. You're supposed to make a simcha. Zok the Vilna Gaon, ein lacha mitzvah gedayla mizayis more than finishing a limud. Talmud. So if you're a mashlim a mitzvah, you finish learning a masechta, you finish bava basra, is there a simcha gedayla kezayis? That's a beautiful simcha. You put months and months of time into toiling and harving over difficult gemaras. So if they made a simcha after they finished cutting the wood that was going to be used lots in meracha, kal v'chaymer when you finish learning Torah, v'tam v'tayra k'neged kulam, says the guy, that's my second makar. This is classic Vilna Gaon. So the makar is number one, almost the mafurish gemara, Shabbos, kuf yud chesam beis, kuf yud chesam aleph, and number two, this Rashbam right here in Masechtas Bava Basra, daf kuf chaf aleph amibes. I once heard from the Rav Shlita, Rabbi Shua Abba, he said that if the makar to making a siyam is this Rashbam, it's this gemara right here, and as I state the Vilna Gaon, that it could be you see a dover noisef in the simcha of a siyam. Because when they celebrated Chamisha Aser B'Av, they didn't just say it's a day when you're supposed to make a Sudas Mitzvah. The day became a Yontif. So he said that it could be a day that you make a Siyam. If you're one of the Mechatanim in the Siyam, you're one of the Messiahim, the whole day it's a Yontif. It's not a regular day. A day that you make a Siyam is a Yontif. Just like when they finished the Simcha Gedoyla Kizois of Lichreis Eitzim Lamaracha. They made the day Yontif, Asu, Yontif, L'chura, Mehai Taima. It would make sense to make this into a Yontif as well. Either way, that's the second Ara. Oh, very good. Avinu Yamatav L'Rabban. Very good. It's Mefurish in the Gemara there. Third Ara. The Ramah says as follows. We know, Misha Roitz of Liskis, Bekisri Shaltari, Yazar, Becholei, Loisov, says the Mechaber, V'lo Yavid, Afila Achas Mehem Beshino, Bechila, Vishtia, Vesichu, Ki Beitzim, Elab, Dibri Chachma, V'Talmud Torah. Says the Ramah, why do you have to be so careful? Ki Ein Adam Loi Meid Roiv Chachmasai, Ki Em Balayla. Because a person learns the majority of his Chachma at night. So there's an idea of a person learning Torah Balayla. And this, of course, this Mechaber comes from a Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perik Gimel Aloch Yud Gimel. Afal Pisha Mitzvah Lumid by Yom Balayla, even though there's a mitzvah to learn Torah by day and by night, Eino Adam Lomid Rav Chachmasi El Balayla. A person learns the majority of his Torah at night. If somebody wants to be zaychet to kaseh Torah, yizor b'chol leiloisav. A person should be careful at night. V'lo yeyavid afilo achas mehem. Don't lose. Don't fapas even one night. Beshina v'achila v'shtia v'sichu k'bayotz b'hem. Ela b'talma Torah v'divrei chachma. So the Rambam's giving you advice. The Rambam says you want to be zoichet to kaseh Torah. Forget about just learning Torah. You want the crown of Torah. You want to be zoichet to madregas of Torah. Learn Torah at night. Meaning, there's a mitzvah to learn Torah by yom of a life. But ein adam lo midrev chachmasai. So if you want to be zeicha to kaseh Torah, learn Torah at night, but don't just learn Torah. Don't even lose one night. Amru chachamim in garna shal Torah elu laila. Shenemar kumi roini balaila. V'chaloyse b'Torah balaila chut shal chesed nim shal chala b'yoy. Shenem yoy minitzav Hashem chazdoy. Balaila shir imi tefilu kelchoy. V'chobaya she'en b'y divrei Torah nishman b'y balaila ish oichlesoy. Kidvar Hashem buzz, etc. Either way, the Rambam has a beautiful narrative, beautiful arichos explaining the maila of learning Torah at night. So the Mechaber brings this Rambam very much bekitzer here in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Yerideya, Reishman, Vav, Sivkot, and Chav Gimel. Says the Ramah, the Yesh Lo Adam Lahaschel Lumoid Balayla, a person has to start being even more careful to learn Torah at night, Mitu Ba'av Ve'elach. From Tu Ba'av and on, Mandalay Masif Yasif. The car, of course, is the Gemara. We just learned that Chamish Asif Ba'av, the nights start getting longer and a person has to make sure to learn Torah. Yeshiva, people stay up the whole night, Chamish Asif Ba'av. But this is comes from where? It comes from a Gemara, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down the Ramah. Just one interesting thing, and then we'll try to finish the Gemara, and that is the Mechaber in Simen Reish Mem Hei, in Hilchas Melamdim, when he talks about a Rebbe learning with his Talmidim, Yoshev Melamdim Kol Hayom, a Rebbe should teach his Talmidim Torah the entire day. V'ktsas me'alayla, k'dei l'chancham lumoid v'yom v'alayla. So even a child, there's an idea of being mechanechim to learn Torah. It's not enough that you're mechanechim a little bit by day. You should be mechanechim b'yom, u'miktsas me'alayla, k'dei l'chancham lumoid v'yom v'alayla. Says the Goyin, what's the makar? Echtesi, maybe not. K'may shemavur b'soif tainas, u'bav abasra daf kuf chafal. This Gemara, it's the same Gemara. De moisif, v'loshen tikbere ime, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara says that someone's Moisef from Chamisha Basav, he stopped learning. What's going to happen? Yosef. Who be Zaycha Tarichas Yom? Umandalo Yosef. Yosef. What does Yosef mean? Tikbere Ime. Says the Vilna Gaon, if we're talking about an adult, it just seems so bizarre. So you have an adult, a grown man, who doesn't learn Torah at night, his mother, who's already an older woman, she's going to die? Makes no sense. It makes more sense, says the guy, if we're talking about a child whose mother is responsible right now for her chinuch, noshim b'may zachion, so there it makes more sense that if he doesn't learn, something bad may happen to the mother, says the guy. This is the makar. Tikbere ime is the makar that this idea of learning Torah b'layla is not only relevant to adults, but it's relevant to children as well. I'm going to have to cut the rate short. A little bit more Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tani Rav Yosef. Tani Rabban. Shiva Kofluas Kola Olam Kuli. There were seven people. Between the seven of them, they span the entire history of the world. How so? Mr. Shelach Ra Adam. Adam was the first man. Mr. Shelach saw him. Shem Ra Mr. Shelach. Shem saw Mr. Shelach. Yaakov Ra Shem. Yaakov learned in the Beis Medrash Hashem Ve'ever for 14 years. Amram Ra as Yaakov. Achia Hashiloini Ra as Amram. Eliyo Ra as Achia Hashiloini Vadayan Kaim. So from Adam Arishan until Achia Hashiloini, all you have to do is the 7 degrees of separation, and that really takes us through the entire world. Because Eliyo Anavi was Allah Basara Hashemaima. He never died. If he never died, so Eliyo Hanavi saw someone who saw someone who saw someone who saw someone who saw Adam Harishai. Says the Gemara, Achia Shloini Ras Amram. Is it possible that Achia Shloini saw Amram? But the pasuk says, "V'leinoy seven ishkiim kol ben yifuna v'yeshua benon." That would mean that Achia Shloini was in the midbar. He saw Amram. Amram lived in Mitzrayim. He's Moshe Rabbeinu's father. So that would mean that he was in the midbar, and Achia Shloini makes many appearances in Nach. That means he's an Eretz Yisrael. He's one of the Bayi Yaretz. See, he's from the Yotze Mitzrayim. He's from the Bayi Yaretz. What's the problem? V'aksiv, the pasuk says, V'leim noisar mehem ish, ki'im kolev ben Yefuna, v'yeshua benun. I thought there were only two people that left Mitzrayim that also entered Eretz Yisrael. Kolev ben Yefuna, yeshua benun. Amar Rav Amnun, olidik zuzeh, la shifte shal Levi. Achia Shiloini was from Shevet Levi. And the gzera of the Meraglim, that all the Yidden would die in the Midbar, never applied to Shevet Levi. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, v'amidbar hazeh, yiplu pigrechem, v'chol piku only a shevet that was counted from the age of 20 was included in the gzera of the Meraglim. Yotze Shiftei Shalevi, as opposed to Shevet Levi, Shapikudov, they were counted not from the age of 20, but rather miben Loisha from the age of 30. It's this week's parasha. Umishar Shvatim, Loy Ayel Freit Gemara. Is that true? You're telling me that only Shevet Levi, Yeshua Benun and Kalei Ben Yefuna. Yeshua Benun was from Shevet Ephraim, Kalei Ben Yefuna was from Shevet Yehuda. But other than those two, if you weren't from Shevet Levi, there's no way you made it into Eretz Yisrael, because if you're from the Yotzei Mitzrayim, you couldn't be from the Boy Oretz Vatanya, Yor Ben Menashe, Umacher Ben Menashe. These are Menashe's sons. No, we may Yaakov. They were born in the times of Yaakov. For like Meisuach and Nichlus of Eretz Yisrael, we know that they didn't die until they entered Eretz Yisrael. Shanam, as the pasuk says, Ve'yakumim Anshei Ha'ai, the Anshei Ha'ai hit Kishloishim V'shisha Ish. They killed Kit, like approximately 36 people. V'tanyo into the right, Shloishim V'shisha Maps. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda says, it was 36 people. Amar L'Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Nechemya said, V'chinema Shloishim V'shisha, does it say 36 people? V'aloi loi nema ela Kishloishim V'shisha. It says, like 36 people. Elo, Zayar ben Menashe, it's referring to Yar ben Menashe, Sheshokel Kerubah Shel Sanhedrin. He was so chashev, he himself was as shokel as 36 people, which would make up the majority of the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin was made up of 71, 36 would be the majority. So it's talking about Yar ben Menashe. So what do you see? Yar ben Menashe was born in the times of Yaakov Avinu. That means he made it through Mitzrayim. He made it through the 40 years in the Midbar, and he's from the Bayaritz, because Vayaku mehem Anshei, the Anshei were the ones that killed him. Elam Rabacha Vayakov, another Yisoid. It's true there was a Gzeira that everybody in Midbar, but not everybody. Only people that were between the ages of 20 and 60. Loya Pachzvi Ben Esrim, the Gzeira, as the Pasuk says, Ben Esrim, Shana V'mayil. That's Mefurish. If you read the words of the Gzeira, it says people that were 20 years or older. How do you know that the Gzeira didn't apply to anyone older than 60? That's not Mefurish in the Pasuk. Gomar V'mayla V'mayla Me'erichim. We learn it from Gzeira Shava, from the parish of Erichim. Ma'lahal Yasvi Ben Shishim, Kabachz Ben Chav. Just like in Erichim, someone that's younger than 20 years old is the equivalent in terms of his value in Hilchas Erichim to someone that's older than 60. Afkan, so too, someone that's less than 20, Yesemi ben Shishim, is Kibachas ben Esrim, and if Pachas ben Esrim were not included in the Gzeira of the Meraglim, so too someone that's older than 60 will not be included in the Gzeira Meraglim. So we're all familiar that everyone in the Midbar died except for Yeshua ben Nun and Kaleb ben Yefuna. Now we know the rest of the story. Number one, Shevet Levi wasn't included in that. And number two, it only applied to people who are at that time between the ages of 20 and 60. But anyone younger than 20 or anyone older than 60 was excluded from the Gzeira Meraglim.